escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be live there for our next show August 15th. So mark your calendar for that Friday, August 15th, 3 to 7 p.m. And in the meantime, make your summer reservations at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, grandhotelcapemay.com. Bill DiAgostino is with the Media Research Center. He's on X at @band_Bill. And he joins us right now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Bill, how are you, my man?
Doing great. I hope your fourth was better than mine, though. I went to see the Nats get absolutely rinsed by the Red Sox.
Oh, well, good. You deserve that. I mean, we're a Philadelphia town. We hate both those teams, so.
Yeah, I hate the Sox, too. I'm not even a Nats fan. It was sad seeing all the Sox fans in the audience cheering and not knowing what I could say to them.
I'm sorry. There's nothing you can say to them. Those people are lunatics, and they were probably
it's
a little drunk.
It's true.
But you then spent your time making montages. So you went from that to making video montages. You've had quite the week.
Yeah. Well, there was the Texas flooding, which I spat out a quick one about that on Monday because the media were once again trying to blame budget cuts for deaths. Because they operate on this kind of notion of basically, okay, if the government creates a program or an office or whatever designed to do something, it doesn't matter if there's money being wasted, if any of the people who are being hired are filling unnecessary roles that were basically just created as like, you know, auxiliary, whatever, support or something that's not necessary, maybe even political patronage. Right. If the thing is not doing its job properly, the media don't really care about that.
Right.
Even if you tighten up or reduce funding for the parts that aren't working in any way, they still say, but it was created to do this good thing or to solve this problem. Therefore, you're hurting people. So, I mean, by that logic, you can literally never cut government ever and not kill millions of people in the process.
Yeah.
So it's this completely tortured logic.
Well, you blame budget cuts, you blame climate change when that doesn't work, you blame,
right.
I mean, there's always something that you have to blame here. All right, so let's start with that. I believe it is,
I tricked you out there. Yeah, no, I didn't send you in that one. That was just,
Okay.
That was the beginning of the week, and that was
that
where
was
I spent
the beginning
the second
of the week.
Half
gotcha.
Of the fourth
I mean,
on.
There's no doubt there's a lot of that. You do have a news report you found about the attack on the ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas. So tell us about that one.
Yeah. So the report that we're going to watch is actually the only time that this has been mentioned on any of the big three broadcast networks. So CBS, ABC, NBC. The CBS report that you're going to see is the only time that they've talked about it. And what it was on the 4th. It was a premeditated attempted murder of multiple ICE officers at this detention facility. One officer was shot, is expected to make a full recovery, which is good. 12 people have been arrested in connection to it. And, you know, this is more of that political violence thing that the media love talking about, except recently, because it all seems to be coming from one side, which is their side.
We also have ICE agents who were fighting off a mass mob in San Francisco, too. That happened on Tuesday.
That's right.
So, all right, let's take a watch now. This is Cut 29.
10 people are charged with attempted murder after allegedly staging an ambush at an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas. Investigators say some of the suspects lured officers outside by shooting fireworks at the building and painting graffiti. An officer was shot and is out of the hospital. Authorities are investigating whether the July 4th attack is linked to a shooting yesterday at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas.
It's just so what you're saying, basically, Bill, is that the big media, the legacy media, as we call it, they had a much different take on this, which is basically that they just didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That is the sum total of under like flagship morning and evening newscasts. And these evening newscasts are like the main thing to keep an eye on because they get about a combined 19 to 20 million viewers a night.
Amazing.
Right. So that's it. That's all that anybody's heard. So if you get all your news from, say, ABC World News Tonight or NBC Nightly News, you have no idea that this happened. You if somebody brings it up to you, you'll be like, what are you talking about?
That's the problem. That's why the Media Research Center exists. That's why what you guys do over there at Newsbusters matters so much because, yeah, unfortunately, still millions of Americans get their news from that. And this is also right. Why, I mean, they're trying to paint ICE as the bad guy here. So the Gestapo and everything else. And so when people attack ICE, they don't want to talk about that because then it shows that these are actually, you know, law enforcement officials, moms and dads who are out there trying to protect the community and do a job and enforce the law that Congress passed. They don't want it to seem like they could possibly be the victim here of angry leftist lunatics.
Yeah, I mean, what you're pointing out is something that is never mentioned ever, which is all they're doing is executing existing laws on the books.
Yeah.
Right. And so what Trump is doing is basically implementing a mass enforcement of laws that have existed for a very long time. Right. And this is somehow controversial to one side of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
Of course, they can't let them be victims. And that's the most important word in this, I think, is victims, because that is the most noble, morally good thing that you can be in the eyes of left wing ideology. Right. So if you're ever victimized by something, you are immediately an angel. Right. You're a saint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great point. Bill D'Agostino is with me. Media Research Center band underscore Bill on X. All right. CNN. Very, very disturbed to have to bring this poll to our attention.
Yeah, tough news.
This is tough news for them. This is really tough news. You want to set it up for us?
Yeah. Well, as I think everybody is aware, the media have been trying really hard to alert all of us to the catastrophic dangers of climate change. They've been hammering away at this since at least 1990, really ratcheted up their efforts starting around 2000 or so. And now we're gonna see the results of all of that good, honest effort that they've done.
All right. Well, cut number 30. Let's do it.
Are Americans afraid of climate change? And the answer is Americans aren't afraid of climate change. Climate activists have not successfully made the case to the American people. I want you to take a look here. Greatly worried about climate change. We have data going all the way back since 1989. Look at that. It was 35%. 2000, 40%. 2020, 46%. And 2025, 40%, which is the exact same percentage as back in 2000. Despite all of these horrible weather events, the percentage of Americans who are greatly worried about climate change has stayed pretty gosh darn consistent, which kind of boggles the mind a little bit. Granted, everything that we see on our television screens, our computer screens, the hurricanes, tornadoes, the flooding, but yet greatly worried about climate change, 40% in 2025, the exact same percentage as back in 2000.
Maybe, CNN, it's because people don't equate weather events with climate change because it's just weather events and they've been happening long before anybody ever created the automobile.
Right, right. Yeah, I love how he inserts that.
They can't fathom that, though, right? They just cannot fathom that. They're like, again, it's that mentality of, how come you idiots are not worried about this? Don't you see what's happening out there? Because they think that we're all idiots.
Right. Yeah, no, it's there's something so insane about going, how can you not be worried about climate change? There was just a hurricane, right? or there it's like, oh, I didn't know that was responsible for literally all weather. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Harry Enten. Yeah. You can see him going a little nuts there, too. He goes, it almost boggles the mind.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to just reach through the TV and grab the viewer and say, would you please care about what I care about, please?
And care about it from the perspective of how I care about it, which is that this is man-made climate change causing all this, and you need to be terrified. Didn't you see the Al Gore movie?
That's right. Yeah, their magnum opus on climate change. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, what's funny is that NOAA has actually released a report, a statement, I think it was in like 2022 or something, where they said that, OK, there's no evidence linking hurricane frequency to climate change. So now we're going to just talk about intensity of hurricanes because we haven't studied that enough yet. So maybe we'll find something there. I mean, obviously, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. They were a lot more excited about intensity, but.
Yeah, I'm rooting for an ice age again, to be honest with you, because I just think it would be fun for all of us. The sledding, the kids, I mean, why not? Bill DeAgostino, let's talk about this one now. The rescissions package. So rescissions are when the president gets to cut some funding. Defunding NPR, National Public Radio, and PBS, and they're hitting the Senate floor this week. So you put together a compilation, Bill DeAgostino. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So this is specifically looking at PBS Kids, because PBS tends to hide behind their kids programming a lot and say, well, you can't defund us. We have so much valuable, you know, programming for the right. children, which is that's an interesting thing for them to say is a reason for them not to be defunded, because I think that anybody who watches this compilation will probably include the opposite. So we look at what PBS Kids programming used to be and what it's turned into.
All right. Wonderful. Let's do it.
When people say we see bias in your programs, I don't understand the criticism.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile. It's saying he's demented, saying he's out of it. I mean, I think it's important to sort of state for a fact that a lot of these are just smears.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Seems
right.
like it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this narrative has developed that no one in the media or that the media was covering for Biden. I think what might be going on here is a lack of understanding about how reporting works.
I have never seen any instance of political bias determining editorial decisions, no.
Why haven't you seen any stories from NPR about the New York Post's Hunter Biden story? We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions.
If you think PBS is biased, compared to who? Name one news organization in America, and I shouldn't be defending because I get paid by PBS, but I'm going to do it, who's more straight down the line than we are. If federal enforcement agencies come to your courtroom and you help a guy escape, that is two things. Yeah. One, it strikes me as maybe something illegal, but it also strikes me as something heroic.
Our people report straight down the line, and I think that not only do they do that, they do so with a mission that very few other broadcast organizations have, which is a requirement to serve the entire public.
We have seen, though, I should note, Republican rhetoric veer into outright racism, echoing some white supremacist notions as well.
This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened, and in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth.
Well, I don't think that was the kids' one, but nevertheless, a good compilation there of their bias.
Yeah, apologies for that. I might have sent your guy the wrong compilation. We've been doing a lot of them on PBS and NPR recently, and
they all have
similar thumbnails. Something that we did put into the kids' compilation, though, and I think this might have been God intervening so that I didn't traumatize anybody who's actually watching this, is a drag queen singing his own rendition of The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round. And it's the hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish as he inches closer and closer to the camera with this like horrifying, petrifying gaze. It's and that's kids content, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, for years we heard you don't want to defund Big Bird, but now I believe HBO Max owns Sesame Street, so...
That's correct.
I guess it's just, you know, just the drag queens left. Well, Bill, as always, a pleasure. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you again next week. And follow Bill at band_Bill, and of course, the Media Research Center and newsbusters.org. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks so much, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
So the big event that we have coming up with Gianno Caldwell, July 31st, make sure you get your tickets for that by going to 1210WPHD.com. You're going to get a signed copy of Gianno's book, and we're going to have a great conversation together that night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. So 1210WPHD.com, our next Politics and Pints event. And that is with Gianno Caldwell and his book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, a gripping story and something you absolutely 100% do not want to miss. Speaking of the corporate media, you know, it's funny just how out of touch these people are. So former NBC and CBS anchor Katie Couric says everybody is blanking on the mainstream media, you know, but they depend on the media to be honest, and then proceeds to talk about how terrible things are with the Trump administration. So, I mean, this is what I love because it's hey, listen, you got to trust us. We're objective. We're unbiased. And then they proceed to crap all over the Trump administration. This is exactly why people hate them. They can't figure this out. This absolute sense of irony, I guess. Cut number eight.
But, you know, one thing interesting, and I've talked to like friends of mine in more traditional media, because I'm actually trying to develop a documentary on what has happened to journalism and the news business and how it has really changed and how it's so critical for a democracy to have a free press. And, you know, obviously corporate stuff that's going on at ABC and CBS. Anyway, so what was I talking about, Liz?
You wanted to make a documentary about...
No, wait.
About the state of news.
But I was talking to a friend recently.
Money?
Oh, yeah. And we were saying a lot of these social media creators, you know, for everybody on mainstream media, you know, they depend on a lot of mainstream outlets to get their information and then to report it. It's not like they're on the scene. It's on the ground. It's like they're... you know, sometimes, you know, I asked the Midas Touch guys about this and they said, oh, we do some original reporting, but a lot of it isn't original.
It's true. Reporting.
Although, in fairness, they can watch the C-SPAN feeds. They can see what's going on at press conferences and all that stuff. So
Contacts.
They can write directly from an event, but sometimes they're reporting what other outlets have reported. So I think it just... it underscores the importance of more traditional media. Mm-hmm. And I think we need it all, to be honest, especially at this moment in our history and what's happening in our country and that is the Trump administration.
We need the media. We're biased and objective, especially with what's going on with this S show that is the Trump administration. You see what I mean about these people and their bias? And they have no sense of irony that they're actually saying this right now. It's a bit, well, it's also too, this is a terrible time apparently for women in this country. I don't know if you know this or not, but for women in this country, this is a terrible, terrible time. So people that make a lot of money, Michelle Obama, who's worth $75 million, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who of course played Elaine on Seinfeld, she is worth $250 million. Here they are complaining about how difficult life is for American women. All right? The two of them together, I'm no math guy, but between the two of them, they're worth over $300 million. The two of them together. That we know of, by the way. Who knows how many offshore accounts they may have. But this is from her podcast, just whining about how tough it is in America for women. Two incredibly wealthy women. I mean, wealthy. My God, wealthy. I think Bernie would say they qualify for the oligarchy, don't you? Cut 22.
Women, we have so many landmines and barriers and don'ts and limitations. It's, you know, I mean, Craig, you're the guy at the table, but I think it's important for all guys listening, especially men raising daughters, to realize that difference, you know, and that thing that inadvertently, as you are loving and raising these beautiful girls, there are so many rules
baked
that
in.
Make us small.
Baked in without our knowing it, you know, and I wish I could. I mean, I remember people saying, oh, well, she's a female doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to just, she's a doctor.
But she's a doctor. It's not like you're living in a country where women can't become doctors. So I say, I go to a male doctor. Oh, my God. I pointed out that he's a guy. I mentioned that Dr. Malilly, who saved my foot at Cooper, is a man. But you know what? If Dr. Malilly was a woman, I'd say, she saved my foot at Cooper. What the hell's the difference? You could become a doctor. What? We're literally, these two multi-millionaires are complaining about how hard it is for women because as doctors, somebody might point out that they're a woman? What? I don't understand. Anyway, you see, this is, you got to find something to complain about, and then you complain about that. I mean, can you believe this doctor who's paid all this money, who became a doctor, who's making more money than most people will ever imagine in their life, somebody had the audacity to point out, she's a woman? My God. And she's the only woman doctor in America. The only one. Because they only allow one. That's it. One at a time. So when she dies, there'll be another woman doctor, and that doctor will be known as the woman doctor. Okay? Good. Now you understand that. Excellent. By the way, a lot of women want to go to a woman doctor, especially for their women issues. So they might want to know it's a woman doctor because they might prefer to see a woman, especially when they're dealing with the female issues. Like my wife, for example, chose a doctor who's a woman to be her gynecologist. I'm just saying, maybe that too. Or maybe her sister who's a doctor, or her sister-in-law who's a doctor, or her other sister-in-law who's a doctor, because we have three in the family who are all women. I don't know how they did this. I assume they stole their medical licenses from men. And I don't know when people see them, if they want to go near them, except they all seem to be doing quite well. Anyway, we also have now, let's see now. Oh, I like this, too. You know, Secretary Kristi Noem blasted CNN for accusing DHS of slowing the response to the flood in Texas. Actually, let me come back to that, because I got to do a lot on Texas. But I'm going to come back on that because there's a lot going on with the floods and everything. But we got to do Biden's doctor, and we got to do more on everything that's happening with Butler, and we'll have Susan Crabtree joining us at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock today, Susan Crabtree will join us, and then Jimmy Fallon is going to join us at 6:30. Guys, I just texted with Jimmy; he's going to come on at 6:30 today. So we have a full show, and everybody now we can deal with this. But why don't we talk about this California woman and the hell that she's going through, Matt DeSantis? Because this is a I didn't see this story. You saw this story. How did you find this?
I stumbled upon it yesterday when I was doing show prep. It was on I believe I saw it in the New York Post. But it's a poor.
Wow, you read a paper that's not the New York Times? I'm so impressed.
I read numerous papers every day that aren't the New York Times. Anyway, I don't love the New York Times, for the record. I read the New York Times. I like to get a wide range of opinions.
I have the New York Post here, and this is the cover today. If you could see that.
No babes allowed.
So it is
Livy Dunn, I think it was.
Yeah, the Livy Dunn. She wanted to buy Babe Ruth's apartment, and the co-op is blocking her. So the New York Post, which is so smart, puts her on the cover with a picture of the Bambino. And then when you open it up, right, because you're not, you open it up. Then in a double page spread, if you could see this on the YouTube right there, you've got her posing in what is apparently, I believe, a G-string, Justin, if I'm not mistaken. So this is why the New York Post, why Rupert Murdoch's a freaking genius, by the way. Just saying for the record. She can't co-op, can't livy here. Get it? She can't livy here. they rejected her from living there. This is who they rejected. I guess they don't want her to be the neighbor. So
I don't understand why she got rejected. Obviously, there are a lot of annoying people on social media, but I don't really think she's one of them. She's famous basically just for being hot. I think she was on the LSU gymnastics team.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Basically, she's famous just for being hot. I don't really find her that annoying, though.
And she dates Paul Skeens.
Baseball player?
Who's a baseball Pirates player,
star
right?
Pitcher for the Pirates, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do worse. Like, if it was a Kardashian or something, I'd understand that.
If they won't let her into the condo, who are they letting in is my question. I mean, is it only ugly people?
I mean, if I lived in that condo, I'd be like, yeah, let her in. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is it? You got to be a five or under to get in? is that what it comes down to? I'm sorry, but you're just way too good looking for this condo. We're five and under at this place. We all make ourselves feel good because we're just the ugliest people on the planet. We all live here.
Well, I think their reasoning was that they feared she'd be disruptive. Not that she was too hot.
1.5 million dollar all cash deal, and they said no. She put a TikTok video out titled "I'm Just Destroyed, That's All." We should probably get that TikTok video and play it at some point, maybe tomorrow. But the board got angry because she put it on Instagram. So she was 54 million Instagram followers, and she was in a bikini skipping along a beach with a caption blasting, "I bought a New York City apartment," and they didn't like that, so they blocked her from the condo. And I didn't get past anything else in the New York Post because this was on page 5, and then I got distracted and I stopped reading it. But anyway, you were saying about this story that you found.
Oh, yeah. So in the Bay Area, there's this woman that says that an Amazon Chinese seat cover seller has listed her home as their return address. Now, apparently these seat covers are not too high quality. They don't fit like they're supposed to.
Shocking.
And consequently, everyone that orders one is frantic to return it to get some sort of refund. However, when they return it because the address is incorrect, it's not going to the manufacturer. It's going to this poor woman in the Bay Area.
So crappy Chinese-made Amazon stuff is being delivered to her house as the return?
Yes. And now, at first, I thought, okay, how many of these could they possibly be selling? Maybe one or two gets returned. No, once I saw the video, it's insane. They're just piling up on her front lawn. And then she also said that she's rejecting a lot of the returns. So I guess the post office ends up keeping them. However, got it. Just a stockpile. It's kind of wild. If you're on YouTube, enjoy the video.
All right. 21. Well, let's say cut 21. Go ahead.
Over 100.
Kay Holton is utterly confused as to why hundreds of these large Amazon packages keep appearing on her San Jose doorstep. She says it's been nonstop for more than a year.
It started with one package, and I was like, it's got my address, but it's not for me. And I went to my neighbors, and I was like, oh, you know, did somebody accidentally put the wrong last digit on the address? No, nobody knew what it was.
The mystery shipping spree that's now haunting an entire half section of her carport.
And what you see now is a fraction, because I have refused delivery on more packages than you see here.
Inside each one, a set of faux leather car seat covers from a Chinese online seller called Liu San Dan Dian. The online seller's Amazon listing advertises the brand Etkin seat covers, supposedly made to fit various makes and models of sedan and SUV cars. But as you can see in hundreds of these cases, the covers did not fit, and consumers said they were forced to pay out of pocket to return them to the company's so-called return center. Like this person who commented, "Why haven't I received my refund? Was sent through UPS 3 weeks ago." Yet little do they know, they're just piling up in Kay's garage.
You know, this is a good case for tariffs, right? Because if we could force seat covers to be made in America, we don't have to worry about crappy Chinese knockoffs that don't actually fit. Don't buy this stuff. What's wrong with people? Man, you got to look at this stuff before you buy it.
That kind of looked cool, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, here's what I understand, though. She bought it through Amazon or she bought it through a third-party site?
What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? The
seat covers.
Well, she didn't buy any of them. She just keeps getting them sent to her house because the return address on the Chinese manufacturing website is wrong.
Man. So all these people who are buying this, here's what you do. Here's a little tip. Buy your crappy made in China stuff on Amazon because they let you return it at Kohl's or Staples. I'm the chief return officer in my family, so I know this. And then you could bring it to and then drop it off and then you're good. Whole Foods, they've got like all these Amazon return places. And then you get your little receipt and then you're good. And you don't have to mail anything back. That's what you do. So if you're to buy crappy, or just don't buy this crap because it's crap.
She should resell them, make a fortune.
Yeah, but then people would return them right back to her house.
Yeah, I guess she'd be back. Junk.
Yeah, she'd be back in the same spot she was in before. Doesn't help anybody. All right, we got a lot more to get to. John Brennan, James Comey under investigation. James Clapper under investigation. All of this, which is good news for justice. I'll tell you why they deserve it. But look, I'm excited for our next event at the Grand Hotel. Oh, and Biden's doctor, by the way, pleading the 5th. We're going to get to that as well. We're pleading the 25th, as somebody said. We'll talk about that. Grand Hotel in Cape May, my happy place, your happy place for your July midweek stay. Where you'll get resort credits. You stay 7 nights, for example, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits that you can use on site right there. Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, or the gift shop. What I love about the Grand Hotel is they've got not one but two gigantic pools, one outdoor, one indoor, both heated, saltwater pools. So if the weather's bad or it's too hot or whatever, you got the indoor pool. Game room for the kids, Hemingway's restaurant, freshest seafood, great steaks, and great handcrafted cocktails. The outdoor pool bar, boat drinks, baby. Beach concession stand, it's all there for you. And unlike a shore house, if the weather's bad, you got something to do. Plus, you don't have to do the sheets and the towels. You get the room service, and many of the rooms have fridges and even some kitchens in them as well. So make your reservation today. The longer you stay, the more you save, but you stay a couple nights and you're going to get those resort credits and then you use them. Like I said, they give you money back. Plus, if you want to have an event, my friend Caitlin was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She'll plan for you the beautiful wedding of your dreams or corporate event, baby showers, bridal showers, family reunions, you name it. Just reach out to them today and join us August 15th for our next live show with some very special guests coming up at the Grand Hotel, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we have lots to get to. Biden's doctor, I want to talk about that. And by the way, I know you're hearing a lot of news today about the birthright citizenship. Obviously, this case will be argued before the Supreme Court, so I'm not surprised. But the reason why a federal judge put a hold on it is because they approached it as a class action, which enables the judge to put a nationwide injunction on it. But, I mean, this case is going to be argued before the Supreme Court. The question of birthright citizenship is obviously a complex one that is going to be decided by the United States Supreme Court. So, you know, I mean, I've been saying that for a long time, and I don't know when. I mean, it's on their timetable. So it could be they take it up this year, maybe next year. I don't know. I don't think they're very eager to take it up either. I think they're trying to punt this as much as they possibly can. I don't think they really want to touch it, but eventually they're going to have to at some point, because now that the order has been put on hold, obviously the Trump administration is going to appeal and say that the president's executive order and the Supreme Court's going to have to hear the case. So, you know, and at some point they'll rule. It's anybody's guess. It's just the two wild cards on this, Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. So, you know, I will probably place my wagers once we get to the oral arguments, which could be who knows when, you know, and I'll listen to them intently and I'll tell you who I think won. And then we'll wait for their decision, which could take months. And this could go on and on. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of people that hope this just gets punted away. But eventually, at some point, the Supreme Court is going to have to make they're going to have to hear this case, and they're going to have to decide whether or not the 14th Amendment guarantees birthright citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil, regardless of if their parents are here legally or they have a legal claim to the United States of America. That's the heart of the case. And I've told you what I believe in the past based on when the 14th Amendment was passed. But I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a political analyst. And looking at the politics of this, all I can tell you is that with John Roberts as the Chief Justice, I don't see John Roberts wanting to be the justice who says the 14th Amendment does not apply to everybody who's born on birthright soil, born on soil. I don't see that in John Roberts. I don't know if Amy Coney Barrett wants to be there either, in which case then you got a problem. But like I said, we're a long way from that. And, you know, I don't think that the intention of the 14th Amendment, I think it's very clear from the writings and the debates that this was about freed slaves. It was not about illegal immigrants entering our country who don't have a claim to the United States. But whether or not the Supreme Court in the year 2025 will see it that way, that's anybody's guess. So we shall see. To be continued on that. I'm not going to spend too much time on it since it was just merely a pause along the way as it goes to the federal, you know, to the Supreme Court. But one thing I do want to mention, though, is Biden's doctor. So Biden's doctor has pleaded the Fifth to all questions at the deposition about Biden's condition. Here's a little bit of that from the House Oversight Committee hearing. Why does this matter? Why does this matter? We had a president of the United States who was not mentally fit to be president. The 25th Amendment to the Constitution requires the vice president and the cabinet to do something about it. They failed. But what really is the issue here is whether or not the president was acting with authority when people were using his auto pen, or whether or not people were just going around the president and using the auto pen. And that's the question. So all of these things have to be decided here or have to be talked about. I don't want to just let this go. I don't want to just simply turn around and say, this is no big whoop. This is no big deal. Oh, by the way, you know, from Selena Zito's book on Butler, it was nice to talk to her earlier today. One of the things about the book that she mentions Josh Shapiro in there, and it's pretty obvious, in her opinion, Shapiro did not want the job. I don't think he thought Kamala Harris could win, and I don't think he wanted to be sullied with that. And I think Selena Zito's point in the book, and I don't want to give too much away because I want you to read it, but I think that's probably the reason why I don't think he wanted it, based on Selena's opinion on that. There's various other, you know, reasons they say, but I think that the fact that Josh Shapiro was Jewish still played, in my opinion, a huge reason in why they rejected him, because there's so much anti-Semitism running in the Democrat Party, you know, bottom line, and especially in Michigan. So they went with Tim Walz. It was the worst mistake of the campaign. I don't think Shapiro would have changed things, but I mean, it certainly would have been a different race, that's for sure. I still think Trump would have won, but I like I said that day, the day that they picked Tim Walz, I took a gigantic sigh of relief. I think we all did. Because Shapiro just would have made it more complex, more complicated in Pennsylvania. I don't think it would have changed the outcome, though. Anyway, all right, so here's Biden's doctor, Kevin O'Connor, pleading the fifth to all questions regarding the president. Cut 13.
Dr. O'Connor, before we begin, I would like to go over the ground rules for this deposition. The committee will conduct today's deposition in accordance with the House of Representatives regulations for the use of deposition authority, which were furnished to your counsel. This regulation is incorporated into the rules of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform at Rule 15, which was also furnished to your counsel. The questioning will proceed in rounds. The majority will ask questions for an hour, and then the minority will have an opportunity to ask questions for an hour if they choose. There will be one staff counsel per side asking the questions during each round. To the extent members have questions for the witness, they will be propounded during their side's respective rounds. Do you understand?
On the advice of counsel, I must respectfully decline to answer based on the physician-patient privilege and reliance on my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. I am not a lawyer, and I must follow my lawyer's advice in this matter.
So, gentlemen, we intend to assert both privileges with regard to any questions that would be asked at this deposition. And Dr. O'Connor will not answer any questions.
Can we go off the record for one second?
There you go. Nothing. He won't answer anything. He's not going to say anything. They're going to the cover-up will continue, no doubt about it. And, you know, listen, I know the frustration that's out there. I get it. I do, because I want answers. I know you want answers. We all want answers. There's no question about it. But we're not going to get them. So that's it. And the insularity that defined the last stages of Biden's career and what they did to protect him and what they did, you know, and you read Butler and you read other books, too, about this. It was so bad. That debate was such a disaster for them. But even before that, too, I mean, at one point, Selena's writing about how they were marching in a parade in Pittsburgh. And, you know, back in 2016 or 2015 when Joe Biden was vice president, hey, he's running and he's high-fiving people and he's hugging people. And then in 2024, he can barely walk. I mean, he's, you know what I mean? But they protected him. They covered it up. They all covered this up. And I don't think we're going to get the justice we want in this. But we might get justice with Brennan and Comey. We might. You know, we might get that justice, which is good. That would make me very, very happy. And by the way, speaking of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman blasting his party again for slamming Democrats for vilifying ICE agents. I still believe John Fetterman is playing the long con here. I think he thinks that this is what's best for him politically. I know a lot of people think that John Fetterman has just seen the light. I don't buy it. I think John Fetterman is a very, very smart and shrewd politician. But look, I will give the guy credit for saying what he's saying. Because whether he's saying it because he wants to get elected to something else or not, he's still saying it. So he gets credit for it. And he's right to call out his party. I guess the only question I have is, why are you staying a Democrat? Why do you continue to vote with them on crazy things like allowing men to play in women's sports? Why did you vote against the One Big Beautiful Bill when it would give more ICE agents and more border patrol? See, it's one thing to say these things, and then you got to look at his actions. And all I'm going to tell you is, when it comes to Fetterman, he says a lot of things, but look at how he votes. Look at the votes. Okay, and that's how you see the real person. It's very talk is cheap, as they say. But did he vote for the One Big Beautiful Bill? No. Did he vote to block dudes from playing in women's sports? No. So when he has the opportunity to come out on the right side of things, he doesn't. He says things. But then he goes and votes with the Democrats and acts like a Democrat when it comes to casting a vote as a senator. All right? Just keep that in mind. This is cut number 6.
Absolutely unacceptable, terrible, awful. ICE agents are just doing their job, and I fully support that. And for me and people in my party might, you know, want to abolish it or, you know, treat them as criminals or anything. That's inappropriate and outrageous. ICE performs an important job for our nation.
There you go. And a lot of this, too, you know, the other thing is that you've got the corporate media now is bashing ICE, Homeland Security. They're trying to blame the administration for the Texas floods. They're blaming the president for budget cuts over the floods. It doesn't stop. Here's Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security, ripping CNN as they accuse the Department of Homeland Security for a slow response to dealing with the flood in Texas. Cut number 9.
CNN is basically got a report accusing you of slowing the process. Yeah. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, there you go. Fake news. CNN, again, is absolutely trash what they are doing by saying that, because our Coast Guard, our Border Patrol, BORTAC teams were there immediately. Every single thing I was on, they asked for, we were there. The governor and the emergency management director, Nim Kidd, are fantastic. And nobody there has said anything about that they didn't get everything that they wanted immediately or that they needed. And I'm proud of the work that we've done to support that. But, you know, we've got flooding going on in New Mexico as well,
right.
North Carolina. So I've been visiting with their leadership team and spent quite a bit of time on the phone yesterday with the New Mexico governor, getting them resources as well. And that's what we do. And, you know, the fact that CNN is continuing to be political and push out fake information and false and information and lies is not shocking, but it's a disservice to the country. It's a real disservice to the country because people start to mistrust anything that comes out then over the news.
Start?
And then, well that's true.
Yeah.
But they just don't trust anybody anymore.
You know, and there's a lot of questions regarding money that was allocated for this early warning system for flooding, and all this money that was spent, and then they didn't build it, and they didn't create it. And again, you know, to turn around and if you're going to start casting blame on what happened, then I guess you got to ask the question: where did the money go that was allocated for this early warning system in Texas? Why did it not get built? Why was it not used? That's the question that I think we all need to be asking. And how much of that was wasted? How much of that could have saved lives? But you can't blame. I mean, floods happen. The only question is, what kind of a warning system could have been in place, and would that have even helped? I don't know. But when I read the stories about the money that was set aside for this early warning system by this county in Texas, and you're talking about over $1 million, and it wasn't built, and you know, it's stuff like that that makes me turn around and say, all right, well, what happened? And then let's look at you had money allocated here for something. Where'd it go? What happened? Instead, Democrats want to blame Trump. And it's really sickening, too. Here's Chuck Schumer lying about the flood warnings in Texas. But the National Weather Service issued a warning nearly 15 hours earlier on Thursday at 1:18 p.m. They also issued an additional flash flood warning at 1:14 a.m. on Friday morning, 3 hours before the river crested. The warnings went out. The national look, you hear the alerts on this radio station. Those alerts that happen from the National Weather Service, a couple times we've been interrupted in the last couple weeks with tornado warnings. None of that stopped. They're accusing Trump of turning these National Weather Service warnings off. That's a lie. That's absolutely a lie. That's not true. The budget cuts didn't affect that. Nothing. This county in Texas was going to build an early warning system. They allocated money for it. They didn't. I want to know more about that. But the National Weather Service was warning people. They were still out there warning people. This is Chuck Schumer, cut number 10.
It's essential for all New Yorkers who need to be protected against extreme weather like flooding, who need the warning, which obviously didn't occur in Texas, that bad, bad, dangerous weather is.
Bad, bad, dangerous weather. We did. And yes, we had an alert Tuesday, right, Matt?
Yeah, during Opelka's show.
During Opelka's show. Yeah, good. They should always, every time Opelka's in, they should just do nothing but warnings. That's all they should do. The whole show. Just knock him off the air completely. Trying to find this story here about this. I know we got to take a break because we have Susan Crabtree joining us. Where are we with Butler a year later? That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. And my friends at Tri-County Auto, I'm so excited. Tri-County Auto, great sponsor of the show. American cars, baby. Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. That's what you get at Tri-County Auto. Great people, great service, and amazing specials right now, including employee pricing for everybody. That's right. Employee pricing for everyone at Tri-County Auto. All you got to do is go to tricountyauto.com, see their amazing selection, see the specials and the incentives, and you'll see their gigantic American flag. It's like 25 feet by 30 feet or something. It's massive. It's huge. Right off 422 in Limerick. Easy to get to. Collegeville and, well, everywhere. I mean, it's King of Prussia. It's no problem. But Tri-County Auto, they're our sponsor for this radio show, and I'm so proud of that fact. And amazing specials on Jeeps right now. And I drive a Jeep. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. I love it. I love the freedom of that. And there's incredible financing available for Jeeps and even for the electric Jeep if you want to get one. Like, great lease prices, great lease incentives. All you have to do is go to tricounty.com and you'll see it yourself. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Find the pride of American made. And don't forget, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, you're now eligible to deduct the interest on loans on American cars. So go see the dealership for all the details. Say thank you to them for sponsoring our show. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.